Ritem srca.
Oddaja o sodobni krščanski glasbi. Ritem srca.
Lep pozdrav in dobrodošli v minutah, ki jih na Radiu Ognjišče namenjamo sodobni krščanski glasbi. Nocojšnja oddaja prinaša novo glasbo ameriškega krščanskega kantautorja Jasona Graha. Danes je namreč izšel njegov že 8. studijski album, ki nosi naslov Land of the Living in prinaša 12 avtorskih pesmi, ki jih zaznamuje Grahova izjemna sposobnost, da se spusti v globine človeških izkušenj, vse to v mejah in okvirih 3-minutnih navides enostavnih pop pesmi. Jason Jeffrey Gay, kot je njegovo polno ime, sicer izvira iz Minneapolisa v Minnesoti v Združenih državah Amerike, v zgodnih letih glasbene ustvarjalne poti pa je sprejel umetniško ime Jason Gray, saj naj bi iskalni nizi spletnih brskalnikov vse prevečkrat ponujali čudne rezultate v povezavi z njegovim priimkom Gay. No, Jason je od takrat prehodil bogato ustvarjalno pot in čeprav njegovo ime morda ne sodi med čisto prave, lahko bi rekli prvo kategornike tega žanra, pa je večplastnost in globina ter mojstrstvo pisanja pesmi nekaj, kar kritiki Grahu vedno znova priznavajo. Novi album je nekoliko drugačen od konceptualno zastavljenega predhodnega albuma, ki je bil mogoče tematsko nekoliko bolj zahteven za poslušalca, no novi album pa je nekakšnja češnja na torti celotnega kataloga tega ustvarjalca. A ker je glasbo bolje poslušati, kot o njej govoriti, si privoščimo kar prvi vodilni singel z albuma, s katerim je Jason Gray napovedal novi izid. To je pesem Place for Me, ki je nastala kot odgovor na avtorjevo soočanje z lastno prtljago, kot pravi, ki jo vedno znova prinaša pred oltar. To je kraj, kjer zatočišče najdete tako grešnik kot svetnik. In kot pravi Jason, je cerkev v svoji najboljši različici prostor pripadnosti, ki temelji na naši potrebi po milosti, po drug drugem, po pomoči in po vodenju. In kot dodaja, je to kraj, kjer se zberejo različni ljudje, ki se sicer ne strinjajo o marsičem, a vsak teden znova za nekaj ur uspejo usmeriti svoja srca v isto smer in to je lepo. Tako Jason Gray, ki nam bo zdaj zapel v pesmi Place for Me. Prostor za me.
I don't have to be perfect to get inside the door. I don't have to be good to be loved. If it's true that my wounds are what the healer's looking for, then it's a good thing I've got more than enough.
Success, then it's a good thing I've got more than enough. Hallelujah, there's a place for me in the company of sinners saved by grace. Here among the broken on their knees, hallelujah, thank you Jesus, there's a place for me. I'm part of Jesus. Hallelujah, there's a place for me
Jason Gray je bil z nami v pesmi Place for Me. Poslušajte podajo Ritem srca na radiju Ognišče, ki jo danes posvečamo njegovemu novemu albumu Land of the Living. In kot pripoveduje avtor, si je ob vsaki od 12 pesmi na albumu zastavil naslednje vprašanje. Kako danes oznanjamo resnico? In kot dodaja, obstaja še eno vprašanje, ki je pogosto še hitrejša pot do bistva. To je vprašanje, o čem se danes bojimo govoriti. In kot pravi, je odgovor na to vprašanje pri sebi odkril, ko je napisal pesem Worth Staying For, ki je, kot pravi, verjetno njegova najbolj osebna pesem v karieri. To je autobiografska pesem, v njej pa se dotakne čustvenih ran, ki mu jih je v otroških letih zadala ločitev staršev in odhod očeta. In ko je mnogo let kasneje tudi sam šel skozi ločitev, se je ta rana ponovno odprla in celo za trenutek ugasnila luč vere v njegovem srcu. Bilo je to težko obdobje, polno preizkušenj in dvomov. A ob naključnem prebiranju intervjuja revije Rolling Stone s pevcem skupine U2, Bonom, kjer je ta v pogovoru prebral v sodobni jezik povzet Davidov psalm 18, se je v njem zgodilo nekaj. Besede, ki ga kljub trudu in poskusom niso nagovarjale več, so zopet postale žive in v njih je ponovno zaslišal Božji glas. In kot zaključi Jason Gray v pesmi Worth Staying For, ki jo bomo slišali vsak trenutek, je bil Gospod tudi v tej preizkušnji in temi ter sramu, ki ga je občutil, ob njem. In čakal, da se luč v Jasonovem srcu ponovno prižge ter ponovno zaupa ljubezni, s katero mu prijazni Božji glas pritrjuje. Da, seveda si vreden, da ostanem ob tebi.
I spoke without a stutter through the middle of first grade till my little world came apart. When I overheard my father saying that he just couldn't stay, and my speech broke the same day as my heart. They wondered if I did it for attention, but I think I couldn't get the question out. Wasn't I worth staying for? Wasn't I worth staying for? More than 45 years later, I still see him at the door. Wasn't I worth staying for? We were married up in Washington, where the winter felt like spring, and our love seemed as endless as that sky. How could we know the cold that other winters would bring, or the many ways our promises could die? But I guess that I'm still haunted by the question, now that there are no more papers left to sign. Wasn't I worth staying for? Wasn't I? Transformed, though it's not what I intended, I did other people harm. And each time that I tried to love, I returned to the scene of the crime. I did my own share. Thank you. couldn't sleep, I was drowning in my shame. If I could have ended it, I would. But in the middle of that darkness, somehow I knew God came and stayed with me until I understood. Wasn't I worth staying for? Wasn't I worth staying for? Shrapnel from a war, and the only way to heal that kind of wound is to trust the love I'm hearing in the kind voice of the Lord, saying I'm worth staying for. Worth staying for. Worth staying for.
Na radiu Ognišče poslušate oddajo Ritem srca, ki jo nocoj namenjamo Jasonu Grayu in njegovemu novemu albumu, s katerega je bila tudi pravkar slišana Worth Staying For, po besedah avtorja morda celo njegova najbolj osebna pesem do tega trenutka. Kot pravi, ga je bilo strah objaviti to pesem, kaj ti kot pisatelj ne želiš biti žrtev ali junak svojih pesmi. No, Gray tako na koncu odgovornost prestavi nase, ko namreč opisuje travmo od točke njenega nastanka do spoznanja, kako se bo ta bolečina prenašala naprej, če se ne bo preoblikovala. Druge teme, ki jih avtor obravnava na albumu Land of the Living, niso tako težke, vendar so tako kot avtor premišljene. V naslovni skladbi se tako avtor nasloni na sporočilo psalma 27, ki se konča z verzom. Ko bi ne veroval, da bom užival dobroto gospodovo v deželi živečih, bi bil poginil. Čakaj, gospoda, bodi močan in naj se ohrabri srce tvoje. Da, čakaj, gospoda.
I know one day all will be made right. The dark will give way to the light, but that doesn't help me tonight. You say you're here, I'm not alone, but God, it's been such a long road, and I need your help just to hold on. But looking back, I see you always carried me. When I gave up hope, you were still working. You held my soul at the depths of my hurting. So help me remember when I feel like quitting. I'll see your goodness in the land of the living. I lost my voice calling out your name. Thought that my spirit would break, but I'd lost my faith, but you were still quietly making a way. When I gave up hope, you were still working. You held my soul at the depths of my hurting. So help me. In the land of the living, I've seen your goodness, so I'll see your goodness again. In the land of the living, I've seen your goodness, so I'll see your goodness again. In the land of the living, I've seen your goodness, so I'll see your goodness again. In the land of the living, I've seen your goodness, so I'll see your goodness again. In the land of the living. When I gave up hope, you were still working. You held my soul at the depths of my hurting. So help me remember when I feel like quitting. I'll see your goodness in the land of the living. Your faithful peace in my heart.
of goodness in the land of the living.
Jason Gray je bil z nami v naslovni pesmi z novega albuma Land of the Living, ki ga nocoj predstavljamo v oddaji Ritem srca na radiju Ognišče. Nadaljevali bomo s pesmijo, ki se dotika stanja, ki mu verjetno ne uide nihče. To je stanje dvoma, stanje umankanja vere, stanje tišine oziroma teme, kot ga opišejo nekateri, ko se nam morda besede, ki so nas včasih nagovarjale, danes zdijo mrtve in so le črke na papirju oziroma šepet, ki ga preglasi veter trenutka, ki beži mimo nas. In kot nam bo zdajle v pesmi Questions, vprašanja, zapel Jason, so prav vprašanja tista, ki nas v trenutkih dvoma pripeljejo nazaj pred Božje duri. In ta prostor med vedenjem in nevedenjem je kraj, kjer se učimo izpuščanja oziroma prepuščanja v Božje roke.
All the answers I thought I knew, I don't know anymore. But it was always the questions that brought me to your door. In the space in between, not knowing and knowing is the place where I learned to let go.
Na radiju Ognišče poslušate oddajo Ritem srca, z nami pa je bil v pesmi Questions, vprašanja, ameriški kantavtor Jason Gray, ki je svojim novim albumom in novo glasbo rdeča nit našega nocojšnjega druženja. O pisanju pesmi za novi album avtor pravi takole. Na pisanje pesmi gledam kot na poskus, da bi svetu ponudil zdravilni jezik. Zaradi tega so pesmi manj egocentrične. Ne gre za to, da izrazim sebe, ampak gre za to, da poskušam ljubezen svojim poslušalcem izkazovati s pisanjem besedil, ki morda lahko pomagajo izraziti stvari, za katere potrebujejo drugačen, boljši jezik. Prisluhnimo. Tako Jasonu Grayu še zadnjič nocoj zapel nam bo v pesmi Jesus Loves You and I Am Trying, ki nekoliko hudomušno govori o ljubezni do nekaterih ljudi okoli nas, ki nam gredo v resnici nekoliko na živce. Morda je to nekdo, ki vedno o vsem ve več kot ostali ali vsaj tako misli, ali mogoče stric, ki rad pripoveduje velike, dolge zgodbe o svoji ponižnosti, in kot zaključi avtor, je oseba, ki mi gre mnogokrat na živce, skrita v odsevu, ko se zazrem v ogledalo. A kot kljub vsemu pravi sporočilo pesmi, nas Jezus ljubi, mi pa se trudimo, da bo ljubezen naš prvi in glavni odgovor v življenju. Za pozornost se vam zahvaljujem Andrej Jerman, ki sem oddajo uredil in pripravil, pa vse dobro, ter lahko in mirno noč.
Here you come again, raising trouble in my comment section. I know I can always count on you to be the final word on public health, religion and elections. You even brought a YouTube clip for proof. I wanna bring the heat, I stop and take a beat, I type, then I delete. Until I find a way to say a kind thing without lying. Yes, Jesus loves you, and I'm trying. They say that every family has to have that one obnoxious uncle. You have the distinction of being mine. Lay magic tricks and politics, big stories about how you're humble. When it's time to eat, you cut in line. The first one back for more, the last one out the door. It's been that way since the divorce. So I laugh at the jokes you tell to keep yourself from crying. Yes, Jesus loves you, and I'm trying. It's less about a feeling, more about deciding. That's not always easy to do. Maybe love is most alive in me when it feels the most like dying. If I say I love the one who died for you, it might help if I believed it for me too. It's like the song says, it begins right here with the man in the mirror. If I hope to love my neighbor well, 'cause I've lived long enough to learn the faults I find in others are the same things I don't like about myself. My shame goes on parade when I need someone to blame, but grace whispers my name. God help me speak these words into the parts of me I'm hiding. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. And I'm trying.
Ritem srca.
Oddaja o sodobni krščanski glasbi. Ritem srca.